107.1 Juice FM, Stratford's greatest hits. Good morning, I'm Jamie Caudle. It's Thursday. Always a pleasure to check in with Elizabeth Cooper and Martin Ritzma with United Way Perth Huron, of course, with the campaign update and so much more. Good morning to both of you. How you doing?
Great. Good morning, Jamie.
Good morning, Mr. Caudle.
All right, let's get right to it. Campaign update. Giving Tuesday was just last Tuesday. Where are we at now with the campaign?
I think Elizabeth just got a text.
Okay, we have this breaking news.
We did breaking news. Ticker. We're at 42% of our goal. It was 41 yesterday, and we got a last minute text from Chad, and we are at 42%. So the other day we lit our 40% light bulb downtown at the thermometer, and so we have raised over $835,000 of our goal, and of course our campaign goal is $2,002,061. So all the funds stay 100%. Local. We can't say that enough. Mm-hmm. And we support 50 partners and programs across Perth Huron, and including 20 that are in Stratford, actually. So thrilled. Good news. Good news Thursday.
Absolutely. Martin.
Just to dampen that good news a wee bit, we know that since COVID, violence against women, domestic violence is up. And we know that we've seen a 10% increase in food bank visits over this last year. So just to echo what Elizabeth just said, those dollars support agencies that support individuals that are suffering from those unignorable issues. And you know, you look at those two items alone, whatever we can do in our community to lighten the burden with people, you know, in those challenging situations, that's where your dollars go.
Exactly. Well said on that. And let's shout out those workplaces today. The workplace campaign continues, making such a huge difference for our area.
Absolutely. We've got some new workplace campaigns going on this week. The Huron Perth Public Health, BMO, the Avon Maitland District School Board, RBC, Scotiabank, TD Bank, Libro, lots of Thanksgiving. So amazing
awesome.
To see the, mm-hmm. the employee participation in that. Also new this week is Ideal Supply and McCutcheon and Pierce Professional Corporation. Thank you to all of these and other great workplaces for supporting United Way. Great
news. For sure. And again, if they want to get in on the workplace campaign, as we've mentioned, by all means, it's not too late to be a part of this for sure.
Oh, no. We set it all up for you. It's really actually quite easy. And you can do payroll deduction. We can come in and do a small presentation. And it's actually quite painless to give to United Way.
And what a perfect Christmas gift now that we're into December. Get the workplace in on the campaign. What a collective Christmas gift that would be.
That's right. And a lot of the businesses then also match what the employees give, which is a nice bonus.
That's right. Okay. Let's,
if I may
sure,
add
yeah, absolutely.
The good news is that the workplace campaigns that have come in thus far are even greater than last year. And last year we saw just beautiful gifts from the workplace campaigns. And to this point, we've seen a growth again, which is just a wonderful thing, you know. And like you say, that camaraderie that's built around the workplace through a campaign like this, it's pretty amazing.
Yeah, it's made a huge difference. Let's talk about the Youth in Action grant recipients. What's this all about here?
Yeah, I can speak to that. That's kind of near and dear to my heart. Certainly, those grants are available to youth between the ages of 14 and 24 years of age. And so it's a project that must be youth-led, and it must impact an issue in our community to address something involving youth. And so we have two in our area. We've given out 9 this year. They're $1,000 each, and both come from Stratford District Collegiate. The first one is the Naturalization Project, and that's an opportunity for the youth to develop a learning space that's outside. And that's important at the best of times, but ever so important during COVID. And the second one is Expression Express, and that's a real neat way of saying they have an art card. We know the importance of art and the reduction of stress, and so the art card is going to be filled so youth can use art supplies to create wonderful art and hopefully decrease stress in their life. Two amazing projects, and a big shout out to Stratford District Collegiate for their, you know, their involvement and their support, you know, in the Youth Action Grant. I can think of one in the past that always resonates with me, one by Abby Congram. And it was eye gaze technology and taught people how to use eye gaze to communicate. And that was a learning piece for me as well. And so those youth grants are so important to address the issues and to educate as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Fantastic. Let's get Elizabeth back on because we have to do more shout-outs this morning for Stratford City Centre BIA. Recently, they had their Winter Wonderland, and that was a big, big weekend.
Yeah, they agreed to collect money for our Connection Centre, which is our major initiative this year, creating a space for those who are hurt, hungry, and homeless. And so they raised $2,158.
Wow.
So they were collecting cash donations as well. They had this little cute little machine on a stand, and we call it a tip tap machine, but you tap to give. And they raised about $580 for that machine, and then $1,500 in cash just over the weekend on the Wonderland. And the machine is now going to be circulated to some businesses this month. So currently it's at McLeod's Scottish Shop, and next week it'll be at the Pulp. So
okay.
Again, reminder, all funds, you just take your debit card and you just put it up to this machine, and you can do you can pick how much you want to donate, and the fund goes right to United Way, and we'll make sure that goes right to the new Connection Center.
That is awesome. And gosh, we've got Stratford Perth Shelterlink, coldest night of the year. It is starting to ramp up. It's happening in February, but it'll be coming up fast enough for sure.
Absolutely. And we continue that planning for that. The date is February the 26th. But as we're going through this COVID piece and continue to be virtually safe, we encourage people to walk during the month of February and form a team. It can be two, it can be 10, another maybe possible workplace activity. The new model toques are out. They're a bright yellow. To obtain a toque, individually you have to raise $150. But once again, it's a great partnership between United Way and Stratford Perth Shelterlink. And it's not too early to start planning your team. It might be a great discussion over the Christmas, around the Christmas family table, for sure.
Anything else on the go? There's a lot of information there, lots of events. Again, perthhuron.unitedway.ca is the website. Anything else on the go?
A couple things, for those individuals that have given in the past and maybe haven't done so yet, our call blitz starts. And you'll just get a friendly reminder, a friendly ask saying, you know what, the campaign's underway. Would love to see your donation again this year, big or small. And the other piece to pick up on the Community Connection Center, Elizabeth and I were blessed yesterday to receive a wonderful donation from the Canadian Dairy Expo, an organization that is coming back to Stratford for the spring of 2022, and saying, you know what, how can we donate and make Stratford a better place? And so they reached out and said, you know, we hear about the Connection Center. Can we make a donation? So, you know, those donations that come for the Connection Center are so welcomed, as they are for anything that addresses our urgent needs in our community.
That is terrific. Elizabeth Cooper and Martin Ritzma with United Way Perth Huron Campaign, thank you so much for dropping by.
Thanks, Jamie.
Thank you, Jamie.